Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carl Banks brought to you by your local New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Kia dealer. By Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By GEICO. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. The two-time Super Bowl champion, number 58, our good buddy Carl Banks. Hello, Carl.
Hello, man.
Carl, how would you, analyze real quick this game? Because the Vikings are a better team. We know that. They got great pressure on Daniel Jones all day. Cousins came out with a chip on his shoulder. How would you define what you saw yesterday afternoon between the Giants and Vikings?
A team that was much better prepared to play at a different level than the Giants. Just that simple. There were a lot of things the Giants didn't do well from a personnel standpoint, meaning missed tackles and things. But there were some also, in my opinion, some lack of adjustments as well. And I can jump right into that on just based on history of what we've seen teams do to the Giants' defensive backfield. When there's Grant Haley, they are picking on him. Last week, Washington missed two wide open plays on him. And the adjustment should have been made. If you got a receiver on Haley, you're either going to have to lean your safety that way or roll coverage. And sure enough, you look up and you see Adam Thielen on Grant Haley, and there's no help. Touchdown. So I think you have to look at those types of things. I think, and I believe you have to ask coach what the thought process was on the goal line coming out. But I said on air, they've got to be very careful because the back was very deep in the backfield. I said, they've got to be careful that they don't get somebody through the gap and cause a safety. So I know there are certain plays that teams have that they want to run to come out when they're pinned back. I don't know if that was one that I would have chosen. Because the back's too far back.
What would you have done?
Too much move.
Quarterback sneak?
You can sneak it. You can move that back up closer and just kind of surge the line. But
right.
It looked like it took too long to develop. So by the time the quarterback got the ball to the running back, there was someone in the backfield.
Anthony Barr.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Solder had another rough day. I mean, they're picking on him right now. They're drawing straws for him because, what he does well, they're countering it and, giving him inside moves and things of that nature. So there's a lot. There is a lot that they have to adjust to. And then we talked Friday, and I said there's always a path to victory, right?
Yeah. Well, you said that about the Jets. I didn't exactly.
Yeah. It applies. It applies in most situations.
Right, if you got a professional, offense, yeah.
So let's look at this. As bad as the Giants played defense, they couldn't stop the run, they couldn't tackle, right? The Giants offensively didn't have a running back, right? Running back by committee now once Gallman went out. They left two scores on the table. Now, you got those two scores with the one that they got, you got a 21-25 game, and then they got a field goal out of it, right? So there was a path to victory, but the difference is the level of competition in the margin of error based on what you have available personnel-wise. And when you're punching above your weight class, you got to be very precise. And the Giants had some opportunities, and they could not capitalize on it because the game could have gone differently if they get the two. They had three shots, right, that they didn't score on. They had one where Shepard was wide open on a 50-yarder, and he overthrew him.
Yep.
Shepard missed one in the end zone.
The throw wasn't perfect. God, that was a high throw.
You
got to
make them. I mean, listen, they're not. Listen, you're going against all-pro defensive backs.
Sure.
You're going to have to make some plays above the numbers.
No, I get that, but I also thought that Jones had him open and he missed him. It was a high throw.
Oh, yeah, that's my point. Oh, okay. But that's my point.
Gotcha.
So when you're punching above your weight class, you've got to be precise and you've got to execute. One of the bright spots in the game was the kick return for 50 yards. The quarterback scrambles, and the next play they've got a touchdown. Darius Slayton going against one of the best corners. Contest it all the way down the field, makes a big play, touchdown. So there's a lot that the Giants have got to work on. And I know a lot of people are losing their minds about this team. Just think back. Nobody gave them that big of a chance to begin with. But you see some of the deficiencies, and it amplifies that. But nobody should be going crazy that this is the result. They're not quite ready for a team of this caliber. Because if you are, you make those plays above the numbers and you walk away stealing one. You had ample opportunity. Despite how bad they played, there were still opportunities. There was a path to victory, and it was on the offensive side of the ball, which I would argue they had enough weapons, but they had no balance when it came to the run game. So they had to rely on this quarterback and receivers doing, you know, the majority of the work, and they had some opportunities. But they were, I mean, look, they were punching above their weight class. They didn't do well. There were adjustments that had to be made and adjustments that will have to be made, because if they believe that Grant Haley is their best option in the slot, then count on it. Week after week after week, teams will line up their best guy over there, and they're going to have success. If you believe he's your best slot guy, then you better be rolling a safety over when you see, when you look up. If you're a safety and you look up and you say, oh, boy, Adam Thielen's on the slot, I got to give this guy some help. I better tell him, play outside technique, and I got you on the inside, buddy, because you're not going to be able to stop a number one receiver with Grant Haley. He's not your best cover guy. And if you don't want to put your best cover guy or one of your best cover guys on one of their best receivers, you're basically asking for trouble. And if you don't have a pass rush that can disrupt that look that he's seeing, you don't stand a chance. So they've got adjustments to make, both sides of the football. And then from a player, individual player standpoint, they have to tackle better. I mean, look, some of the stuff didn't have to look as bad as it was. If you don't have two or three guys missing tackles and there's another 20 yards added on to, you know, two or three guys missing tackles. And, you know, Dalvin Cook is as good as they come, but you can't get three guys to him and don't get him on the ground. You got to be able to get him on the ground. You can't have three guys missing and he runs for another 10 yards, 12 yards. That's just not good football, regardless of your level of talent. There are a lot of things you can't do talent-wise, or you're limited. You should be able to tackle. And if you get two or three guys there, you should be able to get them on the ground. Because if you got two or three guys on the same play that can't tackle, it's worse than you think it is.
You know, I thought, too, that the Vikings came out, especially Cousins. They came out with a chip on his shoulder, especially Cousins. He's been maligned. He had a bad game against the Bears last week. And, he came out ripping this game. I mean, you know, his wide receivers basically criticized him. I mean, and he came out. I mean, Thielen had a monster game. I think that was part of it, too.
Yes, Thielen had 100 yards almost in the first quarter alone.
Right.
But here's the thing, and this is where I talk about adjustments, right? He's getting these plays on these two-level waggle plays, these boot plays, right? He's got two levels. The Giants are jumping on the shallow guy, and he's hitting the guy behind him. Two ways to combat that, right? You can combat it with coverage, and the backside of that crosser just sits there and traps it and waits for it to come across, or, which is much easier, send a pass rusher up the field to pull the quarterback up so he doesn't have time to do that. Adjustments are very important in this game. Here's the other thing. Kirk Cousins didn't take a lot of shots down the field. So you've got to adjust your coverage. And I'm not saying that they're not, that's not what they coached yesterday. They just didn't execute, right? But you've got to be able to adjust to what you're seeing, because it became very clear they were going to run the ball and play action, and it was no shots. They may have taken one shot down the field. Everything else were crossers and guys running after the catch. So they've got to be able to adjust, and they've got to be able to execute. The one thing I will say about the group they had on the field, they played hard. They played with energy, but they just didn't execute. They didn't tackle well. Jabril Peppers had another solid game, but I'm sure he would trade that for a win. So they've got to get better execution. They've got to make better adjustments. And if they are coaching the adjustments, the players have got to do a better job of executing.
I can't wait to hear what your path to victory will be for Thursday night. Where's that? Well, that's a shaky path you got there.
But there is always a path to victory. Now, okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay. So look at Minnesota. As bad as the Giants played, they had two touchdowns that they didn't execute on.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if they execute those two touchdowns, it's a different conversation.
No, but here's the thing.
Because
the Minnesota Vikings are not the New England Patriots on a short week in Foxborough.
Let's just talk about your path to victory that they had, but they had to execute, right? There was one there. You saw it wide open, one of them. The other one contested but should have been caught. Then there's a different conversation. So let's just say, as bad as the Giants were in a lot of areas, they still had a path to victory there. Now, I'm going to give you another little nugget, and I'm going to leave it alone as it relates to the New England Patriots. You're punching above your weight class again, but I'm going to tell you this, and you can take it for whatever it's worth, because the team that plays him have got to be better to expose him. Tom Brady's not playing great right now, but he doesn't have to because his defense is really good. Mm-hmm. But his numbers aren't off the charts. He's efficient. He's getting it done. But it ain't vintage Brady. Now, it's up to the Giants' defense to bring out the worst in him, because he's tough and he's 60 minutes or he's 70 minutes or he's whatever it takes. So if you got him having a rough one, he'll find a play if it's needed. It's up to the Giants to constantly keep the pressure on and don't let him get into a rhythm. Don't let their offense. That's not easy. But I can tell you, when you cut on the film, you're not seeing vintage Brady. You're seeing efficient Brady.
You know, you're not wrong about that, yet Tom Brady is still on pace to throw 32 touchdown passes to, like, seven interceptions.
That's easy. Yeah. I know.
That's called
efficient Brady.
Yeah. Well, their defense is their strength.
Yep.
They've got a hell of a defense.
Even though they gave up an 85-yard touchdown run yesterday. I don't know where that came from, but
I'm going to repeat
by some
this
guy I never
again.
Heard of.
Tom Brady is not playing vintage Brady football. But are you good enough to keep him average and ineffective? That's the thing. When everybody says, well, you know, this guy is exposed for this, this, and this, well, are you good enough to expose it? That's the question. Because Tom Brady, again, is 60 minutes or whatever it takes. You can pound him. He will get up and continue to come at you. So it's up to the Giants, because there's some opportunity. There's a path if you can figure it out and execute it.
Yep, that's some path.
Well, it is, but it's a fact. You cut it on, you're not seeing vintage Brady.
I understand.
No, I get that.
You see some chucking ducks on a few plays.
Yep.
You see him pull one out of his hat and get a first down and keep the drive running, and he's handing it off. This is not vintage.
No, I get
it. That's all I can tell you.
I understand.
Are you good enough to exploit that?
How do they, you know, if Saquon doesn't come back Thursday, and who knows with him? I mean, it seems like his healing has been amazing. Obviously, Wayne Gallman now, I think, is in concussion protocol. How do you handle this run game right now if neither of those guys are out there? A heavy dose of Elijah Penny and John Hillman?
And probably another guy off the street.
Yeah. They could have to at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, but.
On a short week.
Yep.
Your strength are your wide receivers. You've got to protect your quarterback. Give your wide receivers. Now, you got four on the field now, including the tight end. So that's a good complement of receivers. And that does give, if you can't get a pass rush, that will give a defensive coordinator some things to worry about. Because if you got those four receivers that can operate, you can't double all of them, right? And the tight end is a legitimate problem. So if you can protect your quarterback, you got to trust that he'll find the right guy or they'll scheme the right guy open because they did it against Minnesota. So they've got to be able to – number one priority against New England is to protect the quarterback by any means necessary because I believe they can scheme some guys open offensively.
Well, we'll talk more about it later this week, Carl. Yep. Always good talking to you, my friend.
Now we're not going to see you, right? Oh, you're going to come on Thursday before the game. What are you going to do?
You won't see me, so I'll be in Boston. Yeah, I'll come on Thursday before the game.
All right, man. All right, and keep looking for that path. Okay.
Look,
maybe
every
you
can
send that path to my team.
Every team has more than a path to victory.
Yeah, except I could tell you one that doesn't. But
you
anyway,
got to be good and execute it.
Yeah, you got to have professional
players. And some luck. Some things got to break your way, too. Yeah, sure,
like,
I'll give you
like
that.
You got to have professional players would help. And maybe a coach that actually knows what the hell he's doing. But that's – what do I know?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because both coaches seem to be a bit maligned in this city today.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you, Carl.
Right. Thanks, guys.
And I got to tell you, too, and I'm mad about this, too, because I'll tell you, well, we'll do the spot, then I'll come back and tell you what ticked me off just about 10 minutes ago.
Something else ticked you off?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago I got ticked off.
Oh, I'm intrigued to find that.
Oh, and the referees are horrible.
Oh, my God. Well, we didn't know that. How many years have been screaming at?
Listen, if you can't find a way to rescind that pass interference on T.Y. Hilton, you know.
Well, you know what they're telling you, Carl?
Come on.
With the TYPI, here's what they're telling you.
It's awful.
Don't challenge pass interferences. Don't challenge non-pass interferences.
That's what they're doing.
They're making a mockery of it, but they're embarrassing themselves.
Well, you know what they're doing?
I mean, when you can sit there and see that, number one, there was no contact made, and if it was within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And they come back and say the play stands. Well, give us an explanation why.
Well, I agree with that, but they're basically announcing to the world, we only want this rule to protect us from another New Orleans debacle. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
They're making a bigger debacle out of this stuff right now. And then the Dallas game.
Oh, my God.
By the end of that game, I didn't know what was a penalty and what wasn't. The flags were just flying.
How hard would they try? How about the sequence in the Dallas game with the back-to-back penalties that negated turnovers for Green Bay? And eventually gave the Cowboys a touchdown. Let me tell you, and here's something else that gets me ticked off about the officials. I'm almost more ticked off at the officials than I am with the Jets, and that's saying so, almost. They're making these guys into celebrities now. Now these guys, now everybody's got the, you know, the Gene Steratore or the Mike Pereira, you know, let's go to the rules guy. They're making these guys into, like, stars.
Well, the rules guys aren't even agreeing with some of this mess.
But you know what I'm saying, Carl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now
they're part of the game.
Now you can't. Now you just don't. It's not just about beating the other team. You got to beat the officials, too.
Yeah, that's true in some cases. I know that Dallas game, man.
That game took 20 hours to play because there was a lot of points, but there was a million penalties.
Yep.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye-bye.
Carl Banks, the one thing we can all agree on in America right now, the NFL officiating is garbage.
Oh, my God. Everybody but the league sees it.
Everybody.
The only people that don't see how bad the officiating, how much it's hurting the game, are the guys that are running the league. Roger Goodell and his minions.
There will be changes for 2020.
I hope so, man.
There will be. I don't know what they're going to be. Well, first of all, I know they're going to get rid of challenging PIs. They're going to alter it in a big way.
Yeah, yeah.
That I know for sure.
No doubt about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.